So as the smoldering remains of what was once the death camp Helm Crater lay behind you, our band of heroes get on their horses and they are about to set out east in the direction of Blackgate, possibly to intercept the rest of your team, the rest of the refugees from Dendara on the way. As you know, they're headed in that direction too, but they are on foot, and there's a lot more of them, and you are only four on horseback, so you have a decent chance of catching up with them.
Melody. About 10 minutes into the ride, I'm going to stop.
Okay.
And I say, guys, hold on, stop. We're leading a trail right to our camp and our people. I have an idea. Take my horse. And I'm going to hop off my horse, and I'm going to try to attempt to create a false trail.
Okay, how do you wish to do this?
I'm thinking that the place was covered in Tyrannosaurus Rex tracks.
You were a Tyrannosaurus Rex for a good amount of time, so yeah.
So like if they see like footprints or something like in the dirt, I think I am going to change into a Tyrannosaurus for an hour and run. If we're going, supposed to be going east, can I go like west and just go the opposite direction?
Okay.
Would take a little bit of time.
I think I have an idea. No, you guys keep going. I'm going to walk back and destroy our hoof prints. And then I think I'm going to spend some time fucking around with different footprints and different tracks.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you guys get a good head start. Keep traveling. I'll meet up with you. I'm going to make some false trails around the place.
Okay.
Maybe if I can change into a horse for a little while, make some horse prints.
Okay.
Then, after like 2 hours of fucking around and covering
up
our tracks.
How many castings of Polymorph do you have?
I think I have a couple, because I am very high level now.
Oh yeah, for those playing the home game, we're all level 12 now.
As a ranger, do you want some help with that? I mean, it sounds like you got it kind of covered, but I figured I'd offer.
That would be lovely. My idea was this, though. I was letting you guys get a good head start, and then I was going to change into a bird and catch up with you. I could maybe turn into something big enough to carry you, but I thought once I leave like false trails, then just have all of them end and just fly away.
I mean, that sounds good.
All right. Is that okay, DM? Can he help me? And then I could pick him up as a bird and fly him?
I'm fine with that. I just want to take a look at what your options could be as far as something big enough to carry him.
So, I also looked at Polymorph is a 4th level spell. I have 6 level spells now, so theoretically I could cast it 6 times.
Oh, you could go Giant Eagle. Okay. Yeah, Giant Eagle would be big enough and strong enough to carry him, yeah.
Okay. So, I would like to use all 3 of my 4th level spells. So, okay. The spell is an hour, concentration for an hour, and I'd like to do Tyrannosaurus, Horse, and then eventually
and
the
then
Eagle.
Giant Eagle and...
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I will use his assistant to make correct, accurate false trails.
Okay. Make...
Oh, God. No, can I say he's directing me?
Make 3 survival checks with advantage. 1 for the T-Rex.
Fuck.
1 for the horse, and 1 for the bird, to see how fast the bird could fly to catch up to Zarkon and Orchestrion. And we'll get to you guys in a second.
Say one more time, what is it?
3 survival checks with advantage.
With advantage.
Huh?
Nature...
No, I said survival because survival.
Come on.
If I wanted nature, I would have said make 3 nature checks.
You gotta keep track of this. 12.
Okay.
And 7. So that's 12 for 12. The Tyrannosaurus.
12 for the T-Rex. Okay.
I have to use their wisdom. I shouldn't be using my wisdom if I'm that animal.
Could I make the checks?
If I'm the animal, I have to use theirs, right?
I'm going to say no, because she wants to make the physical tracks of that being. I'm giving her advantage, because you're kind of like...
Directing.
You're doing like the air
yep.
tracker.
Put your foot here, you crazy.
But 2 short swords.
Okay, over there. Yeah. Okay, so...
Should I use them? DM, what do you think? The spell is that you use their modifiers when you are that person, because I'm not... disguising self, I am changing into.
But you use their mental modifiers too, or just their physical? I thought it was just use their physical.
Saving throws and stuff. My stats change.
All right, let's put this shit to bed right now.
Yeah, I feel like the mental stats don't change.
Because I don't use polymorph when I'm a caster, so I'm not as familiar with it as some other stuff. Polymorph. Yes. Then you have to use the T-Rex's modifiers.
Oh crap! I happen to have that strength.
Luckily, the majestic T-Rex is known to be a wise creature.
The wisest of all of the...
So whatever the 12 was, minus your... whatever Malady's plus was, it'll be a plus 1 on whatever the dice was.
Okay, so 13 for the T-Rex.
So you roll the 12.
I rolled a 12, and you're telling me a T-Rex is a plus 1?
Yes.
So it's a 13. 13
for the T-Rex, okay.
Okay.
The horse...
The majestic horse is known to be a very wild.
He would probably make a pee-pee.
Just all dice.
Horse is a plus 0.
Plus 0.
I am a plus 0, so okay. It's perfectly fine, people. Beautiful. 16.
16?
Oh, on the first roll.
Okay.
16 is the top. Okay. 8 for the first eagle. 16 for the second eagle. So that's a 16.
So 18 for the
plus
eagle.
Plus 2. So 18 for the eagle.
18 for the eagle. Okay. So you spend...
The advantage. Thank you very much.
Because it's you would spend 2 hours. 1 hour is the T-Rex, 1 hour is the horse.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. T-Rex doing stompy stomp.
Stompy stomp all over Tokyo. The woods. I'm going to try to make like several false trails.
Okay. With Ashley's assistance. Ashley could even like ride the T-Rex. Oh, over
yes.
here.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely happens.
And then when I drop back to myself, I'm like this little tiny thing. Hey!
It's like Looney Tunes cartoon. The T-Rex just poofs and I'm just like...
You're standing on the ground.
And then you spend another hour as the horse, just sort of riding the way you want to ride, leading false trails in different directions. Mm-hmm. And then you turn into the giant eagle, and with a survival check of 18, you can easily pick up their trail. And dashing while holding Ashley, you'll be able to catch up to them.
Quickly?
Well, let's see what they were doing while you guys were doing this. Because they're going to be gone at least 3 hours.
Yeah.
So are you guys waiting, continuing traveling? What are you doing?
She told us to go. We go. But we don't have to hoof it.
Exactly. I'm
holding her horse. So I'm riding a horse while holding her horse.
And his horse.
And his horse.
I will hold his horse.
Okay, thank you.
So you're not holding two horses.
I'm a chariot over here.
A fire.
Gives new meaning to the phrase, hold your horses.
So,
there it is.
So we're just, you know... We're going at a nice little gallop pace, maybe like trot. We're trotting.
Yeah, we're trotting along.
A canter.
Let's say maybe half, three-quarters speed.
Okay, fair enough.
We don't want to get too far ahead.
Then I'll say you're able to catch up to them maybe within 2 hours of flight maximum.
2 hours of flight?
Maximum.
I'd have to cast it again. I only get 1 hour of polymorph.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I don't want you to have to cast it again. You rolled an 18. That was high enough. That's fine. Okay.
We can say we've noticed that they haven't caught up to us yet, so we slowed down.
That's fine, too. That's fine, too. However you guys want to manage that, I'm not going to jake you there.
My idea with all of this is that when you burn a structure, there is going to be a tower of smoke. And
it's a beacon.
You're not wrong.
Someone's going to come, see our trail, and we're going to lead them directly to our family, our friends, and the resistance, right? So let's try to fuck around as much as we can.
Fair enough.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I got a question for Malady.
Malady.
And Ashley, when you're coming in, how exactly is the eagle holding you? Because do we see you guys coming in?
Do you think the eagle could ride on my back or I have to hold him?
It is a large creature, so Ashley could fit. He could sit on your back.
I mean, he's got the skills. I think he could ride an eagle.
Yes.
So you see,
I need is a cowboy hat, a gun, and an American flag.
Let's go,
America! Fuck yeah!
Slim Pickens in the house.
Oh, low hanging fruit is fun.
I would say we definitely have rope from our packs, right? So you can make like a little rope to go around my wings.
Your body,
yeah, my body,
torso,
make a harness,
makeshift harness,
yeah.
Right here.
As Ashley comes riding in on a giant eagle.
Like introducing to my blades, liberty, and freedom.
There it is, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Especially since I am a transformer now.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess...
You okay?
Okestria
just made me spit out my coffee.
Okestria looks up and is like, hey, Zarky, look what we got here.
That's interesting.
As you see...
Also, don't call me that.
As you see a giant eagle headed your way with your tiefling friend riding on top of it.
I want to swoop low and do a backflip off the eagle onto my horse.
Make an acrobatics check.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to get a drink.
I wasn't entirely sure if I wanted to make that a joke or actually do it, but I wanted to actually do it.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, my God. Seven.
Your crotch is very hurt right now.
You land incorrectly. And, yeah. You're in a bit of pain in your nether regions.
Ooh.
How'd that work out for you, Ash?
Not very good. They're not cool, at least.
Sure.
Right. Do I have a minute more as my eagle?
What do you want to do?
I want to take a quick look and see if I see anybody in the area.
Make a perception check.
As the eagle, and I got a plus two? Well, I had a plus two to survival, which was wisdom.
Plus four to perception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 8 plus 4. What's
12.
That?
12. This, you're in, like, one of the few last sections of greenery in the landscape before it opens up into the Rani Desert. Mm. So the trees are starting to go away, and you're starting to see a little bit of sand begin to mix with the soil. And in a section of greenery, maybe about 80 feet up, you see a little bit of movement. With the eagle's 12, I'll say that's all that you can get.
I see movement 80 feet in front of the guys?
On the road you're on, maybe about 80 feet in front of you, there's a little section of greenery and maybe a giant shrub or sections of bush, and you can sense there was movement in it.
Okay, I am going to immediately fly down to the group, change back into Malady, and stop them.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that, Noodles, there's movement about 80 feet up. I couldn't get a good look at it from where I was. Do you want me to send my familiar?
You've been doing a lot.
It's probably just a deer.
Well, best to be sure. That'd be fine with me.
That'd be fine. Okay. Before we do anything, I want to mark off my spells here. So I'm out of my level fours. And to do my familiar, I'm going to have to do a level one. Okay. So I am going to hop on the horse and, like, strap in. And I'm going to produce my familiar, which I'm just going to make, like, an average-looking bird.
Okay.
And I'm going to send him out.
Okay. Into the
80 feet ahead. Yep.
Okay. Your bird goes into the tree line, into the shrubbery, and it sees a humanoid figure in the bushes, sort of like this, peeking out, looking in your direction. You see maybe like a 30-something bald half-orc with a large scar across the top of its head.
Weapons?
No weapons. It's a familiar figure.
Yeah.
Familiar figure?
You know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Derek.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
He's our fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart sinks.
My heart sinks! Okay. And I'm going to pull myself out of the bird, but I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to communicate to the bird and say, stay there. I will pull myself back to my eyes, and I'm going to be like, guys, it's Derek. We got to go. I think he's been tracking us.
Let's go get him.
All right, come on out. We know you're there.
I don't know if you can hear us from here.
Depends on how loud you said it.
Loud enough.
That's fair enough.
I'll start moving up in that direction anyway.
Same.
I mean, it's not all that far. Don't really have to shout.
He breaks the tree, keeps the shrubbery line, the green line, and he sort of has like a hangdog, sheepish sort of look to him. He's carrying like this broken off branch that he had with him. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
I snuck away. I was trying to find you guys.
It was very good work finding us.
You're my friends. I want to help you.
Which way did you come from?
And he just points behind him. A vague east direction.
So, he wasn't behind us. He was in front of us.
Yes, he had left with the refugees.
How long have you been on your own?
And he's, like, counting on his fingers. He's able to keep several days.
Oh.
Are you hungry?
Sure.
Let me give him some food.
He takes some of your rations or whatever it is you give him. He looks okay. Like, he doesn't look emaciated or... You know, he looks like he did okay for himself.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything while you were out here?
Not really. I don't like the desert.
It's a valid feeling.
It's not a nice place.
Sand, it gets everywhere.
And I hid every time I heard one of, you know, them. And he means the dragons.
Good.
I don't think anyone saw me. Ignis is going to be real mad.
Why did you leave?
Because you're my friends.
I know, but it's safer for you. It was really dangerous to be alone. We don't even travel alone, look.
And we've got swords.
Yeah. That's why I knew I had to find you. Safest place in the kingdom is probably right in the middle of the four of you.
Wow. He's not wrong.
It's not wrong, bud. I appreciate that. But it also is really scary trying to get to us.
And trust me, it's not that safe around us.
I'll take my chances.
So where did you leave Ignis?
Again, he points in a vague eastern direction.
They seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, I don't even think they knew I was gone. I'm sure they figured it out by now.
Well, it's a good thing we found you.
And nobody else.
Actually, I found you.
How did you find us?
Tracked. I just kind of...
You tracked us?
Yeah. Just kind of figured it out.
He tracked
us. I've always been good... In the wilderness.
It's very impressive.
He tracked us backwards.
He tracked us backwards.
He's really good, buddy.
Yeah.
He followed our tracks from where we're going to.
Well, there was a divergence point.
Right.
Where you guys went this way and they went that way. Fair
enough. Yeah.
So.
Not too hard to figure out.
All right, well, we're heading back to Ignis.
Okay.
We're heading back to check in.
She's going to be real mad at me.
Don't worry about that.
Something like this, you have to take responsibility for it.
All right. Just don't let her yell too much if you can help it.
I don't think I can control that. Ignis has a temper.
Yeah, I know. All right.
All right. So, because I'm little, if he wants to sit with me, that's fine.
He'll double up with you.
Yeah.
And he climbs up onto Malady's horse.
Mm-hmm.
And the five of you now set out into the Rani Desert. Takes maybe a few more minutes, or we'll say maybe like an hour, to get through the last pieces of greenery before trees and brush begin to turn into cacti and other like minor plant life you would find in the desert, especially on the outskirts where it forest meets desert.
So while we're traveling, I'm gonna talk to him and ask him what different dragons did he see on the road.
Well, I'm going for a dice roller. I've got my dice right here. I hid mostly when I would hear them, but I did see one really big blue one once.
A big blue one?
Yeah.
I know who that is? Would Malady know?
If he means, like, the biggest blue dragon, you would know the biggest one is Ling, the Storm of the Sand.
Okay.
The ancient blue dragon.
Okay. And we'll just keep going, that's fine.
Okay. Now we begin our traveling aspect of this. So,
great.
We're going to count this as day one, and we're going to start each day with survival checks. Either two of you or one with advantage. We're going to start every day with one, and we'll see what that gets us.
I have a zero.
Got a plus two.
Anybody else?
Plus eight.
Plus eight? Hot diggity.
Yeah.
And I have a plus five. So okay. I'll give you advantage, and I'll also give you guidance.
Okay. Mm. Roll 2d20s. Perfect. Take the higher. Okay. Well, roll two survival checks, take the higher, and then you can add a d4.
DM, I'm sorry. You said this is day one, so I don't get my spells back yet, right? It's still
correct.
The beginning.
Correct. It's about late morning.
Okay.
22. And yeah, you could add that, because he's giving you guidance. So 23.
23.
Okay.
Kind of funny how the ranger is the second worst at survival.
Okay.
But that's not how it was built.
Exactly. Ranger doesn't have to be that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can do whatever you want. That's what I love about customization.
Yep.
But, okay, so your first day of travel goes completely uneventful. Orchestrion, it's almost as if you were built for desert travel. It's just like you have this natural instinct of, nope, I don't like that way. We're going to go this way, follow those dunes, left at the mesa, you know, and it's just you just have this instinct for it. So your first day goes uneventful. Now you can, well, have a long rest because you would settle for the evening, build campfires and all that, or whatever it is you're going to do for the evening. At nighttime, is there anything anyone wants to accomplish, conversations, anything you want to do? We can just fast forward to the next day. You guys call.
I would just say, like, my normal night routines are, like, making tea, like, reading my spells. You see I have a spell book that is kind of, like, ratty and dirty looking and stuff like that, but I'm pretty obsessively reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So any, like, conversations, I'm much more, like, head in my book. And maybe even, like, doodling. Looks like I'm, like, almost, like, doodling, like, runes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, trying to, like, look like I'm trying to write my own spells.
Okay, we'll get to that in 1 second. I think you have something?
Ashley is being emo and brooding and just off by himself. And any attempts to approach him are met with just dismissal.
Okay.
He's in a mood.
Very much in a mood.
I don't know if anybody notices, but with my glamoured studded leather, I speak into it, and slightly my costume changes, and it's like more Arabian style, like nice. like somewhere between Aladdin and Jafar.
Okay.
Nice.
Orchestrion leaning into the desert motif. As long as we're here, we may as well go for it.
I mean, you gotta
dress the pot.
There's a reason they wear those clothes.
Correct. Yeah, they're absolutely
practical.
Yes, it is,
and also fun.
Very fun. Zarkon, anything?
I would be essentially just settling down for the evening, doing my nightly prayers and meditations.
Okay.
And also just in between that, keeping an eye on Derek. Just making sure that he's okay.
Okay. He's good. He lit up now that he's with you guys, and you catch him every now and then just, like, staring at one of you. Not staring as in creepy, staring mm-hmm. as in, that's so cool. Like,
you'll
just catch him staring at your armor or, like, your instrument or something like that.
I'll actually telepathically message Orchestrion. It seems our boy Derek, while he may not follow instructions as well as he should, does seem to have some talent in the arts of survival. Perhaps you can teach him and help him sharpen his already formidable skills in this regard. May provide him with a distraction, but also could become useful down the line.
Yeah, okay. I could do that. And Orchestrion probably just go sit next to Derek.
Okay.
And like, oh, hey, my boy. So, you like the desert? No?
Not particularly.
Not particularly. What don't you like about it?
It's hot.
It is hot. You know what that means? It's important to do here?
What?
Stay cool. Always stay in the shade when the sun's out. And if you have to do something heavy, you do it at night when the sun's not around.
Oh. So, like, you take it easy when the sun's out and you do your work when it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's like the desert's backwards.
Exactly.
Mind blown. Like, this is someone who just discovered the secrets of the universe.
So, like, it would be, like, little things like that.
Okay.
Like, you know, would whether or not you want to consider it common sense or stuff, but at the end of the day, it's just, you know, little tidbits, tips and tricks.
Okay.
Keep him entertained.
Okay. Orchestrion kind of takes Derek under his wing. Okay. And just dropping little hints and stuff. Melody.
Hmm?
Make an Arcana check.
Hmm. 22.
Okay, good. You needed a 20.
I have a plus 10. I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, I've got to up your DCs then, if you have a plus 10.
Shut up!
So, as you're making notes in your spellbook, there's notes that were left in there, because it's your aunt's old spellbook.
Mm-hmm.
So there's notes in there from Pox Little. And there's a lot of it that you were never able to decipher.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at it now, because you're working by firelight, so you're like putting the book down, looking at your components, and you were writing at the book in a different, you turn and look at the book at a different angle, and all of a sudden there's like an arcane formula in there that never made sense to you until you turn the book sideways. And now it makes sense. And then you start looking at it in different angles, and things begin to start connecting that never connected before. And you start to realize Pox was dyslexic.
I am dyslexic. Okay.
And she wrote things, it makes perfect sense, just in a different way. And now you start to connect dots of spells and notes and formulas that were in there that you could never connect before.
Oh, shit.
Any Arcana checks made with your spellbook to decipher things in your spellbook in the future will have advantage.
Oh, I gotta write that down. So, I'm gonna ask to roll something. If I just discover this on one page,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that Malady would be obsessed and go through every single page to see what she's missed.
Okay. That does track with your
and
character.
And not being able to control herself and stay up all night.
So you're going to stay up all night?
No, I want to roll a check to see if I'm like, okay, I need to get some sleep.
Make a wisdom save.
Wisdom save? Oh, my wisdom is not good.
This would be a wise choice, not an intelligent one.
Yeah.
So this would be wisdom based.
So wisdom, and this is just me being an idiot. 18.
18? Yeah. Malady's smart enough to know that's not the wisest choice. At the end of the day, okay, we're here to put an end to the threat. And me staying up all night to decipher a spell book is not the best way to do that. I need to stay fresh and strong for my teammates. Malady's able to compartmentalize.
Ugh. But I want to now stay up all night and I want to figure out the book.
Roll for ADHD.
That's essentially what it is. I was like, my ADHD is telling me I have to look at every single page until I understand all of them now.
Oh, I get it. I'd be right there with you.
3 hours into a Wikipedia hole.
Oh, sure.
Why am I looking up the War of 1812?
Exactly. Just one more YouTube video. 4 hours later, you're figuring out how to talk to hippos.
Why is the word apple a hyperlink? And you click on it, and you're like, oh, I didn't know about that. And you're like, you just keep hyperlinking.
Oh, God.
Why am I reading about the War of 1812?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so day one passes. We move on to day two. Survival check.
Do it.
Me again?
Yep.
Yeah,
got guidance.
The team has elected you.
Turning into Lawrence of Arabia.
So two, take the higher and add that.
24.
Damn.
Inspiration comes in any forms.
In any form.
For those of you playing the home game, he put on the song from Lawrence of Arabia.
24, you said?
24.
Okay. Same song, second verse. Like, it's like Orchestrion was born to travel in the desert. You actually pick up tracks about halfway through the day. You feel you're on the right trail as far as catching up with the rest of the refugees go.
And while I'm doing that, I'm also like next to Derek. And I'm like, look at this. This is what that would be, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just giving him pointers.
Oh, he's soaking it all up. And has a ridiculous recall for it. It's almost like he has a phonographic memory when you tell him something.
Yeah.
He can just recall it like nothing.
So I'm thinking Vegas is what you're telling me.
I want to message Zarkon.
Okay.
I have a crazy thought. What do you think of giving Derek the Staff of Healing?
For what purpose?
To make him feel important. To make him feel that he's doing something valuable. I mean, I'd have to teach him how to use it, clearly, but, like, if we're in a really big sticky point and we all go down, like, we were really screwed last time. For him to be able to come and, like, quick give us a cure wounds or something, even heal himself if he gets separated? Just an idea.
Perhaps. It feels though his talents might lie elsewhere. But I do, I think it's a good thought. We may have to see if he has any magical aptitude, because he may not.
I could teach him some basic stuff, try to get him on the right path. I have plenty of spell books here. I mean, I appreciate that he is trying to be more involved, and I think I just want to encourage it in some way.
I agree. And as I said, I feel like he does have some talent. I mean, look at what he's doing with Orchestrion right now.
Yeah.
We're climbing a palm tree.
It's just an idea to keep in our back pocket.
I think it. I definitely think it merits more discussion.
Yeah,
100%.
And not just you. I think with the whole group. I just wanted to see what you thought. Yeah, and then that's it. That's the whole conversation. It's just an idea that I have, and I don't want to get his hopes up or anything like that. But I do want to just see, like, right now I have. It's in one of my attunement slots. If I ever have anything else I need to attune to, you know. Like, maybe we have to... Maybe it would be valuable to give it to him.
Okay.
Just my idea.
As the sun crests over the middle of the sky, moving from morning to afternoon, you're past midday at this point, so maybe early afternoon, early to mid-afternoon. As you're following the tracks, trying to get closer to what you believe to be your the rest of your people from Dandara, you see maybe half a mile out to the left, because right now it is... Open desert. Like, you're at a point right now where there's no dunes or mesas blocking your view. It's pretty wide open. And about a half mile out to the left, which would be the north, you see what appears to be a small caravan coming to... If you were all to continue, they would intersect your path.
Mm.
So they're going north to south, you're going west to east. Malady.
Bird! How far away is it?
About half a mile.
Which is how many feet, man? We're in D&D.
2,600. But about 2,600 feet, give or take.
I don't like how smart you are. All right.
Take it when you can.
I'm going to release my bird, but I'm not going to be able to see into the bird's eyes.
Okay.
Because that's only 100 feet.
Oh, no. They're past that.
Yeah.
So you see it get 100 feet closer, and then the bird just flies.
Yeah, all right. At least it's out there.
It is out there.
Well, can it report back to you?
Yeah. Within 100 feet, it can report back to me. I can communicate.
I mean, like, it can go out that way, then turn around and come back.
Yeah, good idea. I want to do one big loop very high up.
Okay.
And then come back.
Okay.
Recon drone activated.
What, and then the bird can... communicate with you?
Within 100 feet, it can communicate with me.
Make a perception check for the bird.
Why are you asking me shit that I don't know?
I'm sorry that I'm asking you to play D&D at a D&D table. I apologize. I will never ask you to play D&D while we're playing D&D ever again.
You are going to play D&D at the D&D table? the D&D? That's what we're playing at the table? That's where you're going to play?
Hello?
Are you not playing this movie?
Oh, I hate that man.
Give me a name of a bird. I just wrote bird and a paper bird came up. Give me a bird. Give me a bird.
Paper bird? Pigeon.
Pigeon.
That's not a desert bird. Vulture.
Vulture would work. I don't know if there's a vulture in the... Oh, there is actually. There's a vulture. You would add +3.
+3. So please spell it anyway.
V-U-L-T-U-R-E.
Well, that's why.
Okay. All right. Just... Please. All right, never mind. That's metagaming.
What? So, you want me to do a what check, baby?
Perception.
Thank you.
+3.
So you made a vulture?
Sure. Why? Dead things? Mikey, dead things?
I'm just saying. So we see a caravan in the middle of a desert, and you're going to send a vulture
to go look at them.
So yeah,
it's
up,
a
Maddie.
Desert bird.
So
I don't want anyone to be... I don't want anybody to be a little suspicious to about it.
I know, I'm just saying, that's...
I mean, that is a bird that would be in the desert.
I mean, yeah. You know...
Cool, we see a caravan in the middle of a desert. Let's send them a harbinger of death. To spy on them. Cool. Cool. We're going to make friends. We're friends, everybody. We're going to make friends with them. They love us. You may want to keep the vulture thing to ourselves, guys.
Sorry.
It's a bird that exists in the desert.
Sorry. I know, I'm just saying.
They're not... It might be looking for food.
Our question was like, wow, this the bird really really affected Zarkon over here. It triggered you, huh?
I'm just saying.
We should have sent a seagull.
Okay, with a 10, vulture circles, appears to be a caravan. Caravan never appeared to even notice the vulture, never looked up. It's just moving north to south.
So the vulture comes back and I see nothing through its eyes.
You just see maybe about a dozen humanoid figures.
It was a caravan. There were people.
They're headed in the wrong direction to be Ignis, though.
It's not Ignis. No. It's not Ignis and your people. It's not them.
What do we want to do about this? Ignore them?
Desert people
wave
are
to
known
pass by.
For trading.
Are they?
Are they what?
You said desert people are known for their trading. Are they? Person who created the world.
Oh. I mean, in times gone by, before the Fire Nation attacked, there were plenty of merchant caravans that would travel. There were plenty of caravans that would travel through the Rani Desert. Of course, all of Usoa that would trade from here to there and all along the continent. You're not so sure about since the dragons took over everything, but this does, from your vantage point, as they get closer, it does appear to be a merchant caravan. You don't notice any weaponry or anything like that.
As they're getting closer, can I see the types of humanoid figure they are, like races and whatnot?
If you're waiting for them to get close enough that you can get a vantage point?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. You notice mostly human. You see a few elves, one or two shorter. They might be halfling or gnomes. Hard to tell. They're in the back and they're cloaked. There appears to be one middle-aged human man that is leading the pack. As they get closer, Orchestrion, make a perception check. And as they get close enough, they all just kind of look up and do sort of a polite nod of the head just and wave.
By.
Oh, well.
Hello. I'll do a little bow.
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
Wow.
I rolled garbage.
Okay. And they are meeting up with your path. And they slow down a little bit, and they're just like, oh. Hello, everyone.
I, in Elvish, speak, hello, travelers.
Hello.
From whence they came.
Good day. Yes, we're coming, traveling from Timberwich up north. We're heading down to Treyasar. Into Darshana. We're going home.
Going home?
History checks, all of you.
Yeah, I'm good at this shit. Hold on.
Oh, there it goes. I'm bad at history.
Not that much better.
Fucking bullshit, bullshit.
I got it, folks. Don't worry.
You're a professor over
there. One, nice.
Yes. Eight.
No.
21.
Yes.
18.
Yes. Okay. Malady and Zarkon are getting texts. I typed Malady into my phone. Because that's intelligent.
That's just where your brain is.
Just in it, man.
Come on. I hate autocorrect with the white hot fury of a thousand suns.
I ducking agree.
It's the most clever thing I've ever heard come out of anybody's mouth.
Okay, Victoria and Braz, you have texts.
It would be nice if I knew my phone was ready.
Where are you headed, Fessa?
Oh, wherever the wind takes us. We're doing some scouting, some trading, seeing what's available. Jobs, work.
Fair.
You wouldn't happen to have any water on you that you could spare, would you?
Oh, I don't believe so. I believe we're all out.
Oh.
Traveling light we are.
Understood. Castrian can't do the whole mind reading thing, right? So, yeah, no, I don't have that.
So, how long have you been outside of Triasar?
Oh, not long. We left several weeks ago. Went north to trade and we're on our way home.
You get anything good?
Any news from Triasar?
The fish trade is drying up. We're moving more towards dry goods now. Hence why we went to Timberwitch.
Because you're all doing talking, I'll have the three of you do perception checks again.
Yep, yeah, not so much.
28.
22.
This one goes to Braz and Evan. What's Ashley doing during all this?
Just kind of letting them have their conversation.
You were 23, right, Evan?
22.
Braz, you were above a 25?
Yes. I was 28.
Because you're going to get a secondary one.
Okay.
And then one for just the Brazzle Dazzle.
I'm going to telepathically message everyone.
Okay.
Individually. And just say, Triasar was destroyed by Ling a number of years ago. What they're saying doesn't make sense. We need to be on our guard.
Okay.
Also, they all seem to have wounds from what looks to be lightning.
And Braz, you have another one that came in just to you.
Yes.
Do you still have any trade goods that we can take a look at?
I'm very sorry. We're all cleaned out. We had a very good trip.
I'm sorry. I don't know much about Triasar.
Oh, it's a wonderful city. You should visit us.
So now, do you make your own goods there? Is that something...
Not so much. We rely on... we're sort of a trade hub.
A trade hub.
A port city.
A port city. Yes. Got it.
Right on the Crystal Fen Sea.
I message everyone. As I kind of just mosey around, I notice that the caravan has no tracks behind it. And I message that to everybody. Telepathically.
Oh... No aggressive movements, but definitely on guard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been traveling for?
Oh, just a week or so. I don't know. We've lost a little bit of track of time. It's hard to tell in the desert.
I know.
What time of day is it?
Mid-afternoon, like 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
You're right. The desert, you're in there too long. Sometimes you start seeing things that aren't even there. Mirages and all that.
I hear him say that.
Dispel magic?
I have to look something up. Continues Archon.
I hear him say that, and I say, yes, my mace sometimes causes that reaction. My mace is a lightbringer, and I'll activate it. I'll activate its light property, just to kind of show it. But it's a weapon that also does radiant damage, so okay. I want to gauge their reaction to it. I'm not making it aggressive, I'm just kind of like showing, yeah, see this thing? Hey.
Check this out. This is cool, right?
Is it in the book? What you? It's called the Lightbringer Mace?
Yeah.
Because that could be a thing. Lightbringer. There we go.
When glowing, the mace deals an extra 1d6 radiant damage to undead creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gauging their reaction to that.
Okay.
Like, are they, like, intimidated by it? Or does it just look cool to them?
Yeah, they're not... It's sort of like, oh, that is quite an impressive item you have there.
Are you familiar with magical items? Could you take a look at something of mine?
If you wish.
Did anything... I did the dispel magic on, like, the cart in the back.
Okay.
Did anything happen? I did it at 6th level.
No.
Nothing happened.
It's all still there.
It's all still there.
I'm going to hand them... I'm going to hand the guy one of my lesser spell books. And I'm just going to say, here, could you please take a look at that?
Of course. And he lay it in his hands, and it falls to the sand as it just passes right through his hands.
Oh, jeez, I'm such a butterfingers. And I pick it up. Does he respond at all to that?
I would love to take a look at it. And he keeps his hands extended.
Here, let me show it to you. I'm sorry, I'm a little cautious.
And I'm going to open it. She laid it in his hands as if you were going to do
and
this.
It and it just straight through.
Poof, fell straight through.
Oh, Castrion saw that?
Yep, you all saw that.
I'm trying to be like, oh, my fault. Clearly ghosts. So I'm going to open
see what happens. It up. See what happens when you dress like Jafar in the desert.
So
Kezdron's look of like, I am like completely wide-eyed saucer's rise right now.
So I'm gonna say, oh, here, just take a look. And like, as I kind of like turn my back to them so they can look over my shoulder to see the book, I'm gonna look up at Zarkon and be like, like Kermit the Frog, like, oh my god.
I'm looking at you like, I want to know more what's going on, but I kind of want to start tearing things apart.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like Kermit the Frog, like shaking.
Zarkon, make a religion check.
I'm just kind of confused.
You've heard this entire interaction, and yeah, you saw the incident with the spellbook.
Right, and I'm just like, something wrong with us?
Oh, no!
Dirty 20?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll say, because the word has been said, yes, they appear to be ghosts, but you also are getting the feeling that they don't realize that they're ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like the job for a cleric.
Cleric.
Or Sam and Dean Winchester.
Cleric. Or Sam and Dean. Yeah.
So what would I guess, I'm sorry to do this to you, but like, what would I know about ghosts?
Oh, it's fine.
As far as how they operate in your world.
No problem.
Get a proton pack.
Okay.
Go across the streams.
So you know that ghosts, by their very nature, become ghosts when a humanoid or something died with unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when they're vengeance or evil inclined, they will try to avenge their death or fulfill an oath, sometimes relay a message to someone they loved. You think they might just be caught in a loop of just trying to go home. And they might have been just crossing this path in the desert for the last 30 years.
Would I know how to give them closure so they can move on?
I say kumbaya, man. Let's all sit together and sing and figure this shit out.
Like,
no, when he said there was no tracks and they all looked like they've been burned, I was like, oh my god, they're ghosts. Oh my god, they're ghosts. Oh my god, they're ghosts.
I did not.
I was thinking it was a trick. I was thinking it was a trick and it was a setup.
Yeah, when you said spell magic, that's also what I thought.
I was thinking there was some sort of undead, and I was like,
you're like, this is my job!
Cracking the knuckles!
So, do I know anything about ghosts?
Make an intelligence check.
Intelligence, straight intelligence.
Yeah.
Should I make any checks?
At this moment, you don't have to.
Bad roll, baby. 16.
That's okay.
That's okay.
With Zarkon's insight, as far as what these ghosts are, they've told you they're trying to go home.
Mm-hmm.
They've told you that they've sold all of their wares and they're basically bringing their gold home to Treasar. You think that could be the job they have not fulfilled yet? And if they were able to pass off what they made, they might be able to pass into the next plane.
I'm going to turn and look back to the gentleman I was speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. What is your name again? I don't remember if we spoke about names.
Oh, my name is Asim. Asim Bernat.
Asim, I am Malady. I think we should sit down together and maybe we have water and food and maybe we can just sit and take an afternoon rest. It's a hot day today. No clouds or anything.
Oh, we can sit. I mean, I don't believe any of us are hungry or thirsty, but we will gladly sit with you.
Oh, yes, of course. I would love to hear more about your travels and about your home.
Oh. And he spends the next few minutes describing Treasar, which most of you have read about, and it was once a thriving port city. It made its goods off of sailors sailing in through the Crystal Fen Sea. It was very much known for like trading in international goods because it was very much a port where people from Valoris or even the Northeast Realms would sail. And it was a bustling city until the dragons attacked and Ling destroyed it.
So how long does it take him to tell me this? Like a couple minutes? A
few minutes.
So in that time, while I'm kind of listening, I want to be messaging Orchestrion.
Okay.
And being like, I need help. I think they are innocent. I think they are ghosts that need to move on. And we need to find out what their unfinished business is. This is not a skill that I am good at. I can figure things out, but you can talk to people. I need help.
I can talk to people. Can I message back?
Yeah. Every time I talk to you, talk to me.
I can talk to people, but I don't necessarily talk to dead people.
Treat them like normal people.
Okay.
Since I came to the same conclusion, I'm going to message you.
Okay.
Telepathically. So that you know what's going on.
Ashley's up to speed.
You're up to speed.
Mm-hmm. And kind of clueless. I don't know what to do with this situation.
I think we should.
Message you back.
Yeah.
Do they have something unfinished?
I believe it is bringing their goods back, bringing their gold back to their city.
Where are their goods?
In the cart, most likely.
The cart that we can't touch?
His hand passed through me. The cart might still be some level of existence.
I mosey my way onto the cart, and I touch the cart.
Hand goes right through it.
Shit.
I look back at Melody. It's a ghost cart!
Does any of that say out loud? Shut up! Okay. I think treat them as people. I think talking to them and telling them that we can help in any way they need, maybe we can figure something out. Maybe they hand us ghost money that it'll eventually disappear, but if we can put them at rest, don't we want to do that?
Ask them how much they made.
You ask.
Orchestrion's not doing well. Okay? Because Orchestrion, last session, he died. And now he's dealing with dead people on the planet he's on. So, he's okay with, there being the afterlife and then this life, but, this little transitional space is freaking him the hell out.
Okay.
He's
all right, fine. You can tell me. Go ahead.
I'll talk to the guy. And, sir, if you don't mind my asking, what's the bag you brought?
Ooh! And he holds up a bag, which you can see is also ethereal. This is, what we made on our trip and bringing it home to all of our families.
About how much?
We made a bit over 1,000 gold.
Ooh!
That's mighty good of you. Mighty good of you.
Are you heading to Treasar?
We were thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could assist you in some way.
Would you? How could you help me?
Please tell me your woes.
Question. What's Derek doing during all of this?
In awe. In awe that he has met the desert people.
Okay.
And he's
No clue what's happening.
No clue. Clueless. He is like tennis matching. Everyone
totally almost forgot about Derek.
everyone speaks.
Can we put a little paper cutout over here of Derek, please?
Derek looks like he's sitting at the finals of Wimbledon. Everyone that speaks.
So he probably thinks that all desert people are immaterial now, too.
This is a DM question?
Sure.
The bag of gold he has is just like a typical sack like everyone else has?
It looks like it, but you can tell. Now that you guys realize what's going on, you're a little more in tune
with the little, the literal look of it would be any other sack.
Yeah.
Sleight of hand?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we save you some time and I'll take that for you? And I am able to try to sleight of hand my bag of gold that's not immaterial and sort of pass it quickly through his, so it looks like I took his gold. We'll bring it back for you.
Oh, wow.
Not to lead him on that it's good.
Make an arcana check.
I don't know if these are bad for him.
Damn it.
This won't be sleight of hand. I know what you're trying to do, and this is going to be an arcana check.
That's clever.
10.
Okay. You go to make the move, and it doesn't quite work. Your bags pass through his. Oh, are you willing to take my gold?
For you.
Oh, that's
free of charge.
If you open your bag. And he goes to pour, and you see gold coins coming out of his bag, but nothing is landing in yours. And he just tips it up, and it's just this silent drip of ethereal gold coins that as you look, nothing is going in. But eventually, the gold stops pouring.
Well, if you're taking that home to Treasaw for me, this is greatly appreciated.
And it begins, he begins to look like Marty McFly in Back to the Future. Ah. And the picture's fading, and he holds his hand up, and slowly you can see them all start to, like, get lighter and lighter.
We're happy to have helped you.
And not every syllable is coming out anymore, even though you see the mouth moving. And it begins to look a little bit, like, jumpy. Like an old videotape that is, like, skipping.
Orchestrion is shaking. The bag of gold is shaking in his hand.
I will take out my holy symbol and do a prayer.
Okay.
I'm just going to say rest easy.
As they fade away, eventually.
Those guys were not good merchants. Who's going to give all their money
to random people in passing the desert?
In the desert.
Hey, I think they knew something was up. I think they knew.
Orchestrion just standing there.
Should be.
Orchestrion still stands there with the bag open.
Is he standing or sitting?
Standing. I'm standing.
So I'm going to go over to your waist.
Stand down now.
I'm going to go over to your waist, and I'm going to kind of like pat you on your leg. No.
Okay.
Ooh, you all right?
It's been a ride, guys. It's been
whatever. They were the nicest ghosts I've ever met in my life. Aren't they? They were the nicest ghosts.
I've never met a ghost. Never met a ghost. This is a first for me.
First for you?
First for me. Been around town. This is the first one for me.
They were the... Listen, when you meet a ghost next time, they're not going to be this nice. I have nothing to say about this
business with ghosts and such.
You don't like the ghosts?
I don't care.
I thought this was fascinating. Very interesting. I really liked it. I just knew I wasn't the one to talk, because I sometimes put my foot in my mouth, you know.
So you would still have a few more hours of daylight if you wanted to continue traveling.
Are you up to traveling?
Oh, let's get out of here.
I agree.
Did you get any money? Let me see the money.
What money?
On our route, are we in fact going by Treasaw?
No.
Okay.
No, Treasaw is due south, all the way south to where the crystal fence is. Make a perception check, Ashley.
What is that? A plus 18? What the fuck did you roll? Sleight of hand?
It's his best skill.
Damn, buddy!
Perception was supposed to be good at that. All right. 15.
15 total?
Yep.
Okay. You feel nothing, but maybe about an hour's ride into your travel, you look over and Orchestrion is drinking your flask. And you look down and your flask is gone.
Sorry, buddy. I needed a nip. Here.
I'll take it back. I thought I threw this away.
Did you? Did Ashley throw away his flask?
He's got many.
Got it. Fair enough.
Well, far be it from me to not share.
Yeah, thanks.
You can ask me next time, though. I'll say yes.
I'll remember that.
I get it, dude. All good.
Damn, buddy. A plus 18?
It's his best skill, man. Bards.
Wow.
So, you have a few more hours of travel, if you wish, before you settle in for the evening and we could long rest. Mm-hmm. And then move on to the next day, unless there's anything that has to happen.
Mm-mm. I am going to send my vulture out in a big circle for a little while before we go to settle down. Make sure there's nobody in the area.
Okay.
I am going to go to Orchestrion and say, how's Derek doing?
Probably better than me.
I don't notice that he's upset.
Derek's doing fine. Derek is having the time of his life.
I mean, he's training.
Yeah. Oh, his training? Oh, he's great. And I'm talking to Derek. And he's like, hey, what do you think about that encounter we had?
I don't know, man. I've never met desert people before. Can they all just disappear like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A lot of them can.
Oh, wow. I'd like to learn that trick someday.
Braulio will...
If you die with unfinished business, you can.
Malady.